This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Alrighty, ready to go, ready to rock and roll. How are you doing, my friend? You doing good?
Doing great, oh. Good week back at work this week. Got a lot done. Was out at a couple practices and did some basketball stories. And now it's just a matter to see what this basketball team does on Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm looking for, bro. I'm hoping that FAU and UM advance, because that would be, think about it, man. You know, I was talking about this to start the show, that we've had the few moments in this town, like the undefeated season. If you live that, you'll never see that again. You know, the 10 interceptions that X had a couple years ago, you'll never see that again. The big three coming to town, that was an experience that you'll never see something like that again. The 03 Marlins, not the 97. The 97, they should have won. They were loaded with veterans. But the 03 Marlins, right, to see a bunch of young guys come together and have career years all at once and win a World Series, that's a rarity, you know, those kind of things. And when the hell are we ever going to see FAU and UM in the Final Four ever again? Right? Is that ever going to happen again, Manny? Never, dude. And so that's the cool part about this, is you're living in a moment that can never really be repeated again. Whether you like it or not, it's not going to happen ever again. You know, and that's something that you really got to embrace tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to really appreciate the history. And the one thing I'll say, you know, Miami's basketball program, you know, for years we always thought, well, there's no way there'll ever be Duke or North Carolina. But with the NIL and the transfer portal these days, dude, like this is sort of, to me, maybe a moment like 83 with football, right? With University of Miami football, where all of a sudden now, you know, maybe Jim Larrañaga isn't the one to carry it on for years to come. It's got to be another younger coach, right? He's 73 years old. But this could be the start of, you know, a dynasty for Miami, I think, in basketball, because I think there's going to be a lot of guys, especially in college basketball today, where we know all the best guys are right, they're going to play in overseas, or they're doing whatever they need to do.
G League, to make G League money. Too, right? 500,000 G League, yeah.
Right, but if you look at you know, what with John Reese and just the way a lot of teams are beatable these days, I mean, this could be the start of something special for Miami and maybe even FAU. Who's to say FAU with that coach couldn't become sort of the new Gonzaga of college basketball, right? Where they're not in a power conference, but they are attracting players because they want to come play in Paradise. And so we'll see. But I think this could be one of those cool moments. Will it happen again? Probably not. You won't have two South Florida teams in the Final Four, but certainly I think, you know, this could be the start of something bigger in terms of college basketball in this town.
Yeah, parity is in the league. It exists. So why can't these teams, you know, be at that point, you know, or be competing, you know? And obviously with Larrañaga, although I will argue with you, he is the youngest 73-year-old I've ever seen in my life, bro, because
– true.
God, that man has some energy that I think he's it looks like he still has a few years left in him, bro.
Oh yeah, no, there's no question. What I'm talking about is long term, right?
Of
like
course.
A Coach K type thing where you have one guy in place for many, many decades. But I think, look, there are a lot of really good assistant coaches that have run this program. Who knows if down the road they bring back a Chris Caputo or somebody of that nature who was under him for the last few years that helped get this thing rolling. But I mean, I really think Miami basketball can take off now after this trip to the Final Four. I think there's going to be a lot of guys in that transfer portal looking to want to come in and join what you know, Larrañaga's built here.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there, man. I can't wait for tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun to see if both advance and if we get an all-South Florida, you know, NCAA final. That's just going to be absolutely sick if they're able to pull it up. Plus, with Miami, man, the run they've had and the teams they've knocked out, if they also add UConn to this list.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, dude. Wow. Impressive.
Yeah, really impressive. Really impressive group of teams that they've beaten, which, again, to me, it just shows you how much parity there is in college basketball and how if you've got an older team with some experienced guys, you can make a run in this tournament. I mean, San Diego State, the same thing. They have an older defensive team. You know, this UConn team has some older guys. Same thing with FAU. I think that's the way to sort of build this thing now in college basketball. It's hard for true freshmen to come in unless they're really, really special, like Carmelo Anthony was, to do this by themselves. So,
yeah, I'm with you there. All right, recruiting wise, what's going on with the Canes, bro? They need some wide receivers.
Well, we'll see what happens here in the weeks and months ahead. But yes, they are trying to get another outside receiver in. I will tell you, I was at practice yesterday and got to watch the offensive and defensive linemen. I was at practice Tuesday. A lot of chatter from people who get to watch the full practice about Colby Young and just how much of a step forward he's.
We lost you. We lost you. We can't hear you. Okay. He froze. He's been frozen in time.
The audio wasn't an issue. His picture was freezing every once in a while.
It was the internet connection?
Possibly.
It looked like the internet connection. It got disconnected, the internet connection. Okay.
You got me now.
We got you now. The internet connection is connecting. So what were you saying there about the receiver? About the lines?
No, just,
about Colby Young and all that?
Yeah, just that I've had a lot of people who've been out at these full practices between agents and, you know, scouts and people like that who tell me that Colby Young looks like the real deal, that his body's completely different than what they saw last year from him. He came in and really, when he was at a JUCO program, didn't have the same nutrition system, that kind of stuff. He looks gifted. He looks like a scarier, poor man's version of Andre Johnson now out there. I mean, he's a big-bodied kid, 6'5", 220, a lot of length and, you know, wingspan, and he's out there catching deep balls, making big plays. So I think they feel like they might have a number one guy, but they still obviously would like to go out into the transfer portal and add more to what they've got.
What, any names? You got anything for me?
Well, you had the kid from USC, Gary Bryant Jr., who I think they're still after. I don't think he's picked a school yet. You know, he's out there visiting. I think Oregon was sort of his other finalist. He's a West Coast kid, former blue chip recruit, guy who was productive in his first year at USC and then kind of tailed off a little bit. So that's the one big name. I mean, there's other guys that the coaching staff are hoping hop into the portal, sort of the way Jordan Addison did. Remember, there's another transfer window after spring football where a lot of guys are probably going to be looking either for paydays through NIL or just looking to get out of whatever situation they're in because they're not getting on the field or playing as much as they want. So I think the real list of names of who they're going to go after, we don't know yet because I think it depends on who wants to pop in there.
Okay. And any other positions that they're going after right now?
Well, I think quarterback, you know, could be a position where if somebody can come, an experienced type of guy that they can bring in as a backup to Tyler Van Dyke, I think that's one position. I think running back because of the depth, you know, they only have two healthy scholarship running backs right now in camp. And guys that have a history of being banged up. I think Mario would probably like to add another running back to the roster. Defensive tackle is another huge position to need because they need a big physical guy up front. Everybody was telling me they look really small at that defensive tackle position, you know, that we're able to be out there watching practice. And I think cornerback's probably the last one where if you can get a true number one cornerback again, it's all going to depend on who wants to get paid through NIL and you know, sort of leave whatever situation they're in at their other school to come here.
What do you got going on the athletics so folks can check you out, my friend?
I just put up a new Wide Right podcast yesterday where I talked about how good the offensive line looks, so much big size and girth, really looking the way Mario wants them to. I got a really good look at Francis Mauigoa, the five-star freshman, and Samson Okolola, the other five-star freshman. Between those guys, Anez Cooper, who started four games at the end of last year, who's 6'6", 340. You know, Javian Cohen, who they got from Alabama. And then Jalen Rivers, who was on this team last year too. He looks unbelievable out at left tackle. They look like they are the offensive line that Mario wants here, right, in terms of size and width and girth and all that kind of stuff. Just big physical dominating guys. All the feedback I've gotten is they've done a great job in pass protection. Miami's had a lot of, you know, defensive linemen out, so maybe that's part of the factor. But right now, that's the one group you look at and you say, Mario, from year one to year two, what's improved? That's visibly improved, because there's a big difference there. And that's going to be super important for Tyler Van Dyke. They've got to protect him and make sure he doesn't get banged up the way he was last year. So I think that group in itself, if you want to check out some of the video highlights, I shot a bunch of video yesterday. I have it up on my YouTube page with the audio version of the podcast, and you can see sort of some of the video of those guys yourself. But really, really impressive. You know, you see Alex Mirabal, the offensive line coach, who's one of the smaller humans on this earth, standing next to these giants, and it's just like, wow, these dudes really are huge. And so it's a cool video to check out.
It'll be great to see them get an offensive line, and you get that, boy, everything changes on your team when you've got an offensive line. You got the big nasties. I'm hoping not just the U, but the Dolphins also can produce an offensive line. You do that, bro, everything changes on your team in a big-time way. All right, follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro. Manny, have a great weekend, my brother. I appreciate you as always. We'll catch up next week.
All right, man. Talk soon.
You got it. And don't forget, Caneswear, hey, Final Four, man. What are you waiting for? Final Four is here. It's tomorrow. Go to Caneswear. Go get your gear so you can show up at your buddy's house, the bar, wherever you're going to watch the game tomorrow night. You want to watch it by sporting some real new UM gear that is Final Four oriented, baby. And we've got it all for you, hats and shirts, all kinds of stuff. They've got all kinds of Final Four gear down there at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Go online to caneswear.com if you want to go online and buy some now and have it shipped to you. That way you have it at least as a gift, or, you know, as a, what's that called? Like a memento of being in the Final Four, if you like, a collector's item. Because a lot of that Final Four stuff is going to be a collector's item. So maybe you want to buy the hat, but you don't want to wear it. I got a buddy of mine that does that all the time. He has hats that he's never worn in his life, and he collects them. He already got one of those Final Four UM hats because that's what he does. He loves that stuff. He'll show them on display, but he will not put them ever on. He's like, nobody's ever put on those collector hats that he has on. You know, and maybe that's what you want to do. Go to Caneswear at 2511 South University Drive, or go to caneswear.com and check it out and order, and go see Brett and Jeff and all the great people out there. They know how to get it done at caneswear.com.
If you're a Miami sports fan, then there's only one store to go to, and that's Caneswear at Miami Fanwear in Davie. They're your one-stop shop for all your inner Miami CF, Canes, Dolphins, Panthers, and Marlins merchandise. They have hats, t-shirts, game day jerseys, and so much more. Located at 2511 South University Drive in Davie, and open 24/7 online at caneswear.com or innermiamiwear.com. Call them at 954-835-5597. Caneswear, the spot where inner Miami and all Miami sports fans shop.
Emilio says, I just bought my UM jersey, headed to NRG to watch the U take it all, baby. That should be fun. Which of these has the least amount of legitimacy? Load management, darkness retreats, or T-Rex in the Hall of Fame? Load management. I'm going to go with load management. I'm just not buying any of this load management crap. I just think you're soft. That's all. It's the way I look at it. You're soft. Everybody else did it before you and did it under worse conditions, and you can't do it? Get out of here, bro. You know. At least the darkness retreats, I guess it's good for some people that have got some issues. You know, T-Rex in the Hall of Fame, that is a complete shame. It's a crime that they actually put T-Rex in the Hall of Fame, but there is no bigger crime than load management. Load management means you're soft and lazy. That's all. Doesn't mean anything else. You're soft and lazy. Load management. Give me a break. Redhead says some top team will buy the FAU coach out and he will leave. There's a chance that could happen, that somebody offers Dusty May a contract. Something tells me they will be having a conversation with Dusty May at FAU. Right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Or they're probably already trying to extend it already as it is.
Yeah, there's probably talk going on, and there's probably how many years, money. I'm sure there's some money involved in it as well. But
yeah.
And I'm with sure what he's built there, though, the whole thing that, I mean, in basketball nowadays, with the NIL and everything, it's not as easy to go to these. I mean, look what happened with my Coach K.
Right.
And Duke. They've slowly been, they haven't been the Duke that they've always been in recent years. No. And then now you watch it this year.
Right.
And Coach K, yes, with his experience and things like that, there's situations that he can look at and go, okay, if we do this, this, and this. But to build a program now, especially one like that Dusty has built rather quickly at FAU, I think it's, what, 3 years, 4 years?
You know K's not there anymore, right?
Huh?
You know Coach K's
there. No, I know that. I'm saying
the Shire guy.
This year they were not the same because Coach K's gone. They didn't have that position thing there. So I think that cost them a couple of victories is what I'm trying to say with the experience. But now with the way NIL is, like, you can't build these. I don't believe this, you know, what do they call the big teams, the Dukes, what do they call
The Blue Bloods.
The Blue Bloods. I don't think that's going to exist anymore.
Oh, no, that's basketball. Done. That's done.
So why not?
That's been dying.
Why not,
slowly,
if you're Dusty May, build your FAU and have your name on it?
Right.
And you've named the coaches that were there before that didn't succeed.
Right.
Now you're there and you are succeeding. You have an opportunity to build that up. Almost like what I get, a different thing with Schnellenberger and the football when they got there. But look what he did for that football program.
And by the way, he's in Boca, so they got enough money out there.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Help him out with some NILs.
Yes, I'm sure there's going to be some stuff going on there.
There's got to be some Boca FAU grads that, you know, that made it. You know what I'm saying? Plenty of cash up in the Boca West Palm area. Frankie Fresco with a little love on the Super Chat. He says, WrestleMania Saturday night, John Cena and or Austin Theory. Let me tell you something. First of all, okay, those Experian commercials are the worst commercials in the history of commercials. All right? And I don't know. Listen, God bless John Cena. He's making a ton of money with those Experian commercials. But my God, those things are terrible. They are brutal. They're unwatchable. Okay? Again, he's getting paid. You know, so good for him. He's getting paid. But my theory is that Austin wins here because John Cena's been filming bad commercials. And because of those bad commercials, he's going to get Experian'd out of the ring there. So I'm going Austin Theory over John Cena. Okay? And? You going with my theory?
I couldn't see you picking that.
You thought I was going to go Cena?
I just thought you would probably go Cena, yeah, because you know who Theory was. But with the Experian commercials, I guess. I forget which, you know. Again,
my analysis is unlike anyone else.
Yeah, but I think you're correct. I think Austin Theory wins this because this is, you know, again, Cena is now the part-timer. Who he said, you know, again, there was a whole thing with him and The Rock where he called The Rock out for being a part-timer. And he goes, now I understand what the situation was, you know, so now he's aged. Again, it's where you grow, you know, and so, but I think this is Cena coming back to pay back and give to Austin Theory to allow Theory to advance.
Theory will advance.
And also, can I say, tomorrow at 5:00, we're doing the Squared Circle Digest.
Oh.
We got a round table panel. Yes, sir. No big names. It's myself, it's Chad, and Frankie Fresco is joining us to do a WrestleMania preview show.
Okay.
So we'll be there at 5:00 because WWE kicks off at, I think it's 6:30.
Well, that is fun. All right.
So
good
stuff.
We'll
do a little round table.
I like it. I'm going to check it out. I like it. Will Chad be with the kid? Because
I don't know.
Is he balancing the kid at the same time?
We may have four. I'm not sure. Right now it's three. We may have three and a quarter.
It might be four.
Okay. Three and a quarter.
So, but we all know Chad's kid is going to have the best opinions out of all four of you.
Right all the time.
Right. Okay. So you guys are going to get shown up by an infant. I mean, that's just, that's not good. But, you know, Frankie, I'm sorry, but you're going to get shown up by an infant. That's not good there. But, you know, what can I tell you? Chad's kid knows a lot about wrestling. Yes. What happened?
No, I was looking at something, and I wanted to say Sunday is the better day for WrestleMania.
Ah.
Just because of the main event.
Okay. So there you go. That's my theory. I'm going with Austin. Cena, bad commercials leads to a bad loss. And that's what happens. You know, if you have bad commercials, you don't win in the ring. By the way, we are pumping right now. I told you 28,400. It went up to 28,562 now. So we are making our way to 29,000. And I think we're going to make it to 30 today. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go to 30K today. And drop to 450 now.
Don't talk about it.
It dropped to 450. Although I got to tell you, you know what? It has been cool. Hedera Hashgraph has been soaring, dude. It's up almost 10%. It's over 7 cents. You know, it's funny because we, you know how people talk about, whoa, well, it's down, this, that. And like Bitcoin will go up like a couple $100, a couple $1,000. And meanwhile, here I am talking about Hedera hashtag up a penny or two, and I'm excited. You know what I mean? Because that's normal.
It's the little things.
What Bitcoin does is so powerful. It's what people like take for granted. That's the hilarious part. And then the other one is Cardano. ADA. It's up almost 8%, and it's up to 40 cents. And this was hanging around the 32, 33 cent range for a little while. So it's gone up quite a bit. All right. I know it doesn't sound like it, but when you're at 33 cents and you go to 40, that's a lot, actually. Okay. So that thing is moving like crazy, which is actually really, really good. Those are two of them that I'm really happy to see moving, because obviously I have a significant interest in both of them succeeding. Ethereum's up a little bit. It's over $1,800, up 2.5%. So nice to see some of it moving in crypto. All right, what else do we have? Dougie Fresh says, Sean sent you a message in the timeline here. Don't forget NXT Stand and Deliver tomorrow also, Sean. Stand and
Listen,
deliver.
It is WrestleMania weekend.
Your money or your life.
There is WrestleMania SmackDown tonight.
Ooh.
The Hall of Fame ceremony tonight. NXT Stand and Deliver tomorrow. WrestleMania 1, Night 1 tomorrow. WrestleMania Night 2 on Saturday. And in between, you had GCW wrestling last night. You had Bloodsport last night. There's some CCW tapings going on. There's so much going on.
Is Adam Ant battling in that wrestling match?
Adam Ant.
Yeah, Stand and Deliver. There you go.
See, look, see, this is the stuff that I have no clue.
See, GP Trap knows Adam and the Ants. He has a song called Stand and Deliver. So...
All right, I have to check
it's
out
a good
Adam
song too.
And the Ants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and ROH is tonight as well. Thank you, Frankie.
Oh, that is the, what is it, the Ring of Honor?
Yes.
Wrestling, right?
Yes, it is. Very good. It's a super card of honor tonight.
Don't you have a belt of the Ring of Honor?
I do have a Ring of Honor. I have an Impact X Division Championship belt. I have the WWE Championship belt and the AEW Heavyweight Championship belt.
Look at that. Boy, he is a multi-faceted champion in many ways. He's also the champion of podcasting too. Ray says classic 80s track Stand and Deliver. Your money or your life. Dolphin says saw Adam Ant at Sunrise Musical Theater a million years ago. There you go. He's an interesting character. He had some issues, unfortunately. Oh, man. All right, so Marlins lose yesterday, which at least, you know, we got to thank the Marlins for something. they do exactly what you expect them to do. Lose, not win a lot, not really entertain. Sandy, 5 2/3, 3 earned runs, 2 Ks. Gary Cooper hit the 2-run bomb, but they lost 5-3, so they're 0-1. And today at 6:40, David Peterson taking on Jesus Luzardo. You know, it's the best part. I get in the car after we finished last night at Hialeah Park, and I'm listening to the Marlins game. It's on 940, right? 940. And right, Seeloff, and I don't know who the other guy is, and I would have forgotten the name Seeloff because you mentioned it there. And so I'm listening, and I feel bad for those guys. Like, they got work, and it's great. They're making money. God bless them. Good for you. But they are just – it's a broadcast of opium. Like, they have – like, I feel bad because they can't really, like – talk about how bad it really is.
That's why they got rid of Geffner.
But it's well, Geffner kept talking about stats.
Well, yeah, but that showed how bad they were. That's the problem.
Exactly. And
so you can't do stats. You can't really talk about the game.
I enjoy Geffner too. I enjoyed his. I thought he did a good job overall. But these guys, God bless them. You know, they're trying. But it's just like you're just spinning hopium, and you're trying to say, well, if they could do this or that, or and it's just. And it's only game one, but I'm like, oh, my God, these guys have another 161 of these that they have to try to spin to the listeners, you know, when there is no hope. It's a hopeless situation, but you've got to broadcast and create, like, some kind of hope for your fan base when really deep down inside, come on, man. We all know that the Marlins season has been way over already.
You talked about it yesterday, the Angels. They're not having their radio team
even travel,
right?
Yeah.
So how about the Marlins? 80 games in, they're probably out by then. Halfway through the season, yeah, just cut the radio broadcast.
Save yourself a lot of money. Pay for only half a season.
There it is.
That's it. Why not?
By then, they'll probably be only 20 games out.
You know what they could do? They could just broadcast the television broadcast on radio.
Radio. You know, when you brought the story first, that's what I thought they were doing.
Yeah.
When you said that, you're just like, oh, no, they're doing a remote.
No, they're doing the soccer thing.
Yeah.
They're doing the soccer thing.
Yeah, it's – and you're right, though, because I got in. It was the – I think the bottom of the ninth, and they're coming up, and they're like 5-3, and there's still a chance. And I'm thinking, who on this team? Like,
right.
When you look at it, it's like, okay, here we go. And it was a 1-2-3 inning, by the way.
Right. Right. When Cooper got that shot, it was like, okay, all right.
The only good thing is that got Alcantara off the hook with the loss.
Right, right.
That'd be the only thing. Because, again, gives up 3 runs, which, you know, again.
First game.
Baseball first game a little bit, but it's like, man, you can't. In this day and age, I mean, there was games just like 10-8, 5-0, you know, again, and we worked 3 runs. I mean, I think the only team that scored worse than us was, I want to say, maybe the Rangers.
Yeah.
I think they were shut out.
Yeah. Bad, dude. Yeah, it's going to be a terrible season. Terrible, terrible season. Emilio says, Big O, I asked you a while back about XRP. My question is, why is it ranked so high with all the SEC issues? Because it has the use case for it is very important because it's for banks using it for money purposes to send money from one bank to another all across the world. And so a lot of companies may be using XRP, but they may be using Stellar, and they may be using a couple of other companies. But XRP apparently may have the inside track on that. And so a lot of people are expecting them to win against the SEC. And then once they've cleared that hurdle, and remember, it was in the 30s, and now I believe it's at 50 cents, right? 55. So it's gone up quite a bit. If you look at XRP, where it was at, let me look at it right now. I'll tell you right now, that's the thing about XRP. So there's a lot of potential with it. I don't put any money in XRP because it's in the middle of a lawsuit. And what if they lose that lawsuit? Even though I think they're going to win it, you know, I what if they lose? And investing is, brother, it's stressful enough. If you own Tesla stock and it goes, you know, down 70%, you know, you got to keep your composure there. And, you know, normally what you do is you buy more, right? or if Bitcoin or Ethereum go down, it's hard, man. And then to have to deal with a stock or a crypto that, you know, is also in the middle of a lawsuit. Yeah, I have a problem with that. Yeah, that one I have a problem with. It's at 53 cents, almost 54, because it's at 53.7. Okay? And if you look at it, this thing was hanging around in the 30s for a while. So it's already gone up 20 cents from where it was at. That's incredibly impressive. All right. Yeah, Brett Dodgers, goody two, goody two, goody, goody, goody two, shoot. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Sean, will you be drinking Pinkle Lemonade during the round table?
If I could get it delivered to me, yes. I have not figured out the right mixture to get the taste. I've tried it, mm-hmm. and it just didn't have the same.
No?
Not the same pickup, no. So... if I can get out to the fair, maybe I'll grab three or four of them, store some in the fridge, and be ready to go.
Wow. Three or four of them. Wow. Let's see. I was a little disappointed that WWE did not add the crypto wrestler this weekend. What was it? What was the nickname? The crypto wrestler. What is that? You guys got a crypto wrestler there too?
I'm trying to figure out, so I'm hoping he comes back in, because I looked it up. For WrestleMania, they started a crypto wrestling Inu, CWI, it's called.
Dude 67, I am probably not going to a power trip, man. I would love to, but I can't afford it, bro. You know, I would want to get decent tickets, but also you got to pay for the plane ticket, the car, the somewhere to stay, all that. That's a lot of money, man. It's a lot of money. I don't think I can afford it, my brother. Maybe a year or two from now, if crypto explodes, then maybe I can afford to go to a trip like that and treat myself.
They're talking about your wrestling nickname earlier. It's what he was talking about. Remember we were talking about the crypto character that
as a
wrestler.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I can't remember what we actually ended up settling on.
What was my crypto name for my wrestling name?
Oh, gosh.
I don't remember now. I don't remember the name we gave me, or if did we ever get to it?
Well, I think we ended up, I came on and said, it should just be the Big O, and then they came up with, I think it was for the finisher, was going to be a crypto move or something you're going to do, like a crypto slam or something that... We came up with, or somebody in the chat did.
Okay. God, I forgot now.
You can come to the ring with the load manager.
They should start offering athletes crypto salary. Actually, there's a couple of players that get paid in crypto. There's a couple of players that have requested their money in crypto. That's happened already. They don't pay you in crypto. You have to then ask for it.
There's actually a few articles of some wrestlers that took half of their pay.
You know,
and transferred it over to crypto.
You know, when we had OKCoin as one of our sponsors, right? Part of my deal with them was I told them, pay me in Bitcoin. But they didn't pay me in Bitcoin. They go, well, we're not ready to do that yet. And I go, oh, okay, all right. I go, all right, well, pay me in cash. That's fine. But, yeah, I wanted to get paid in crypto. I feel bad for Craig Mish that he has to cover the Marlins all year. Well, Craig also covers Major League Baseball. He breaks all kinds of Major League Baseball stories, not just the Marlins. And don't feel too bad for Craig. Do you know why? He loves baseball. Okay? And that's there's a difference there. When you love it, right? Like, I don't love wrestling, dude. I accept it. I know that it's super freaking popular. Only a moron would argue that. I know it's super powerful because it reaches a lot of people. Only a moron would argue that. But I'm not a wrestling guy. Now, that guy there, his face lights up. Like, he becomes a different person when he's talking about wrestling, and I see it. You know, and it, for him, wrestling is like for me with football. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. And it's different when you have that passion for it. And Craig Mish has that crazy-ass passion for baseball. So he loves it. It sucks for him that the Marlins are bad. That, yeah. But overall, I think he loves covering baseball every single day. Was Crypto O? That was just the name? Okay. Big O, you going to the draft with Sean? No, I'm not going to the draft this year. It's not in Vegas. The Basque Brawler. Ah, Spain. Baco. I like it. I like it. How about the Bitcoin? The Algorand Arm Lock. You know, Kyle is definitely a crypto guy when he's throwing out the Algorand right there. That is nice. Polygon should be the Polygon should be the ending move. I have to say, Darkness Retreat would be a great rest name. Odell Beckham requested Bitcoin.
That'd be from where you're from, a wrestler from the Dark Retreat.
Right, yes. That's it. Saquon Barkley gets paid in crypto. One of the moves should be the blockchain. I like that one. That one I like, Nyborg. If you get paid on crypto, would you be taxed on it? That's a great question. Because you're not supposed to get paid until, you're not supposed to get taxed until you cash it in one way or the other. Either you get a break on taxes because you lost, or you won and then they take their taxes from it. But I would imagine that they have to take right away because that's your pay. So you have to pay some taxes right away. So you'll have to part with some of it right away. Yeah, I would think so. Stuart Leslie Goddard is Adam Ant's real name. Oh, okay. I've seen him a couple times in concert. Big O, what is the name of the guy Austin Jackson has been training with? Is it Pete Bomarito? Look it up there. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. Any chance Sean gets promoted to the Big S? He could wear a t-shirt with the S for Superman or BS for Big Sean. He likes BS.
BS is more descriptive, I believe. Yeah. More accurate. I'm just a wise ass anyway.
Dude says, I try every year to follow the Marlins and it only lasts a few weeks. Yeah, I don't blame you, bro. You know? Finishing move includes running others' careers and screeching like a hyena called the Yoko Ono. You are a twisted man. Oh, man. All right, so we got a good win by the Panthers yesterday against the Canadiens. Tkachuk had a hat trick. That was awesome. He's got 100 points on the season. Lindell had two goals. How about Adam Lyon? Two games in a row now. Bob obviously sidelined. And, Lyon was awesome yesterday. Didn't get peppered. And yet they ended up winning 5-2. Now Pittsburgh beat the Predators yesterday 2-0. So Pittsburgh stays in front of the Panthers, 84-83 in points. And they own the eighth spot. The Panthers are still in the ninth spot. Tonight they're off. Tomorrow the Panthers will visit the Blue Jackets. Now they're playing a terrible team. They need to win. And that'll be at 7 o'clock. But at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, the Bruins are at the Penguins. And the Bruins obviously are awesome. So we're hoping that the Bruins can beat the Penguins and then the Panthers beat the Blue Jackets. And that would leapfrog the Panthers over the Penguins for the eighth spot. And then on Sunday, the Flyers are at the Penguins. And then on Tuesday, the Sabres are at the Panthers. And the Penguins are at the Devils. So the Penguins are getting a little bit of a break also. So, you know, let's see what happens. By Tuesday, we should have a pretty good feel where the Panthers stand and if they even are going to be able to sneak into the playoffs. We shall see, as they say. What else do we have going on in the world of sports? Not too much. What's one shirt from a concert you've gone to you wish you can wear every day? Robert Plant, now in Zen. How about that one? Okay. I have it at home. It is the most comfortable shirt I have ever worn in my life. Don't know exactly what the material was. It's really worn out now. Okay. Worn out to the point that I don't wear it anymore. But if I knew that that shirt was going to be that comfortable, I would have bought 8 of them that day. Can't answer. Don't know how, why, what, what's in it. Don't know. But notice how I had the answer like the second you asked it. Because I my Robert Plant Now and Zen concert shirt. I don't know, man. It's like this silky cotton, like almost, you know? It's weird, but super freaking light and comfortable and awesome. There. How's about that? The tax question on crypto would be a good topic for the next visit to KS. Oh, yes, KSDT. Yes, we will ask. Can you see the front office trade into the first round this year? Not on football. No, I don't think so. John says, it's Friday. I skip coffee and have a beer. GP says, you can talk to Craig Minervini like you've known him for your whole life. Fantastic guy. He is a good dude, isn't he?
Craig DeGeorge.
Oh, because you're going with the wrestling stuff?
Yeah, man. When he was in WWE, buddy.
Yeah.
WWF at the time. But
right.
Yeah. I'll never forget him. When I first saw him, I was like, that's Craig DeGeorge. Yeah.
He's a good dude, man.
If I meet him, I'm beside my hat, but it's going to be Craig DeGeorge, not Craig Minervini.
One of the most decent dudes you'll meet in this business, bro. What better with better conditions, better advancement in sports medicine and nutrition, these players still want time off. It's mind-boggling to me. That's why the NBA stands for No Balls Association. They do have no guts. Chris Wilson Fishing says, I have a Whitesnake t-shirt my dad got me from a concert when he was stationed in Hawaii. Now, is that your most comfortable shirt, like he was asking? Is that what you're saying? Or you're just putting out a random shirt that they got for you? Big O, what shirt do you wear to a concert? Do you wear a shirt of the artist you are seeing or another band or another music? I do it all. I'll go to a Iron Maiden concert with an Iron Maiden shirt. I'll go to a Greta concert with a Greta shirt. I'll go to a Metallica concert with a Black Sabbath shirt. I'll go to a, you know, whatever concert with a different shirt. Yes. But sometimes when I go to my favorite bands, I will, like Iron Maiden, I will wear an Iron Maiden shirt. U2, I will wear a U2 shirt. So I am that guy. Yes. For my favorite bands. If I'm not, like, Greta's one of my favorite new bands. I took a Greta shirt that I had bought a Greta shirt when they first came out this year with the new tour. And it's a shirt that they sell during in the tour. But that's the shirt I went with. I had a long sleeve shirt that I went with. So I do it all. I go with different shirts to concerts. And then there's a couple of concerts that I'll go with the same shirt because it's one of my favorite bands. So I happen to have lots of their shirts. So yeah, I'm that guy. Which is your oldest concert shirt? 1978 or whatever, I think it is. Miami Baseball Stadium, Boston, Poco, Doobie Brothers, and AC/DC. AC/DC did not perform in that concert. They were supposed to perform in that concert. They're on the shirt, but they did not perform in that concert at the Miami Baseball Stadium. That's my oldest concert shirt. Probably could sell that shirt for a lot of money. Worn and all. I have a shirt from my very first concert. That's it. That I went to with my dad, Lenny and the Squig Tones. That's the real deal. Real bad. Squig Tones. Omar Kelly not wanting to say it, but starting to believe Dolphins will take the division. Hashtag Twitter. Well, you know, they usually, you know, it takes them a while to come around. You know, usually we see it before everybody else. Not all the time, but usually we see it before everybody else, and then they catch up to us. And, you know, Omar will catch up, and the rest of you that don't believe, you'll catch up eventually. Frankie Fresco says, the crypto Cuban with the finish move, the blockchain. I like it. I like it. Dolphin says, wish I could still fit into my big county, my big country t-shirt from 84. Saw them at FAU, made my dad take me. Nice. In a big country, dreams stay with you. Like a lover's voice on a mountainside. What was the other song they had? Fields of Fire, right? Was the other song that they had that was kind of a hit for them. Fields of Fire. I don't know if Fields of Fire was out by 84. Were you only going for that first hit? Because Fields of Fire might have come out by 84, 85, actually. It might have. Look it up for me there. Big Country, Fields of Fire, Sean. What is the year for Big Country, Fields of Fire? Brett says, Big O, hockey players are mostly tough as nails. They lose teeth or get multi-stitched up after taking a stick or a puck to the face and are back on the same game with a face guard on. Exactly. Fields of Fire, I want to say. Fields of Fire, Big Country. It might be 84, 85. That concert might have had both of the hits. Huh? Say that again? Yeah. Oh, yeah? 83? Wow. So, yeah, you definitely had Fields of Fire and Big Country. Nice job by you, sir. I remember that. It's what again? Their second single?
The second single from the band's debut album, The Crossing.
Oh, okay. So that was from the same. You know, I thought it was like a second out. I'm not a Big Country expert, but I remember that. Okay. All right.
Did you hear Irv Smith's contract details?
No.
1 year, $1.75 million, max $2 million.
Yeah, he's not anything like. So I you know, that's not like a big loss out there. Like, oh, my God, we didn't get Irv Smith. Irv Smith's all right. He's serviceable. Pat in Asheville is asking, Pat, we're on. Big O, what is the coolest concert item you've seen other than a shirt? I wish I'd bought the Zoo TV condoms. Wow. What is the coolest thing that I've seen outside of a t-shirt in my lifetime at a concert that they were selling? I mean, it would probably have to be like a signed something, you know, drum snare top or whatever, or sticks or something like that. I'm trying to think of if there was anything like really, really out there that there must be, and I'm forgetting because I've been to so many damn concerts. There has to be something that I'm forgetting. I mean, it would have to be something autographed. That's about the only thing I can come up with. You know? First concert I went to in Miami was Baseball Stadium. Journey, Sammy Hager, Aerosmith, and Bryan Adams. I was there. I was pissed. Aerosmith only did 55 minutes. They opened up for Sammy Hager. Bryan Adams, that was the second time I had seen him. By that time, Bryan Adams already had a name. And in that same concert, Sammy Hager, I remember in that same concert, Sammy Hager was climbing the scaffold of the stage. And he didn't have a mic. He had a headset. And he had the, you know, Your Love is Driving Me Crazy album and I Can't Drive 55 and Three Lock Box and Your Love is Driving Me Crazy and all that stuff. And so they were filming that concert. That concert was filmed, Hager at least. Don't know where that film is. I never saw the film. But I do remember that he looked into the camera and he said, I'll show you my but it won't fit on the lens. Okay. I don't want to say the word here right now, but it replaced that word. So yeah, I remember that concert vividly, bro. Vividly. Yes. That was a hell of a concert. That was the Frontiers tour for Journey at the Miami Baseball Stadium. I remember that. Ray says, came out after. I think they kind of use the same guitar ripoff in the Big Country. I also saw the worst rapper ever for my second concert, Rico Suave. Holy crap. You went to go see Rico. And you're admitting that, Dougie Fresh? You went to go see Rico Suave? Dolphin says, my first concert, Big O, was there as well. Police, the Fix, and the Animals. Oh, man. Dude, I quit Playworld to be at that concert that night. I quit two jobs, okay, for two different concerts. One was that one, the Fix, the Animals, and the Police. And then the other one was Pat Benatar at the Hollywood Sportatorium. So I'm working at Playworld in Hialeah. And the day before this concert, I go to work, right? And I'm going to go to work the following day, the day of the concert there also. So I go to my boss, hey, listen, I really need to take off tomorrow. And I've got somebody that'll fill in for me, okay? Because I talked to somebody and they would fill in for me. So the boss just wanted to be a complete jerk. And he goes, well, you don't get that luxury, okay? I decide who works and who doesn't work. You're scheduled to work tomorrow. And I go, I really need it off. And he goes, well, I really need you to work. And I go, but I have somebody that'll work for me. What does it bother you to have somebody else work? He goes, it's your responsibility. And I go, no, it's not, because I'm out of here. See ya. I'll pick up my check next Friday. And I left right there. I didn't even finish the shift I was in at that moment. In high school, you didn't get in the way of my concerts. No. I can go get another job. Didn't matter. In high school, I worked in like all kinds of odd jobs, bro, all the time. I didn't keep jobs for very long in high school. You know, once I got bored of them, I moved on, because what am I going to do? Stay at Black Angus? At Kentucky Fried Chicken? Stay at Playworld? You know, I worked up and down 49th Street in Hialeah. Like all over the place. At the mall, I worked at a couple places. You know, throughout high school, I always had a job, but I never really kept one for very long in high school. And so it happened to me again in Pat Benatar. Same thing, except it was different. The guy told me no, and I didn't have anybody to replace me. It was like 2 days before the Benatar concert at the Sporto, and I wanted to go. And he wouldn't let me out. And I said, well, I quit. He goes, you're quitting because I'm not letting you go to a concert? And I go, yeah. Yeah. This job's not important to me. I told him just like that. I can get another job. I'm not going to see Pat Benatar again this year. This is the only time I get to see her at the Sporto. So I'm going to go. So, yeah. I remember that's a great concert. Plus, I love The Fix. It's one of my favorite bands of all time. And the Police are just phenomenal. Yes, sir.
Do you mind if I interrupt the music talk? Or?
Of course. Go ahead.
In case you missed it, maybe discuss this a little bit too as well. But while discussions are at an early stage, an NFL owner told Front Office Sports that creating a four-team European division via expansion is something that is under consideration. The expansion fee for each team would be in the $3 to $5 billion range.
Do they listen to the show? Like I said, bro, we're usually ahead of the curve on everything, pretty much. when it comes to sports or crypto.
And now it's from AJ Perez, senior reporter.
Or podcasting. You know how many people walk up to me and tell me, dude, you are like ahead of everybody. Like, how did you know to go do the podcast? Like, everybody tells me that all the time they see me. It only makes sense to do a four-team division. Just like I've been saying for years, not only the four-team division for the last couple of years, and have a international practice facility there and all that kind of stuff. I've thought it all out, okay? Plus, I've thought out the two bye weeks for several years now, and I don't know why they don't implement it, because they don't care about player safety like they say they do, you know? But I'm not surprised, because that's the next level for producing money, is four teams in Europe. And I've said that many times. You put a team in Paris, you put a team in Barcelona, in Berlin, and in London. Okay? And then you put a practice facility somewhere centralized, so that way the American teams that fly over can stay there, and it's a practice facility with a hotel, and then they can travel, because in Europe, traveling to those areas, it's not really that bad to go, you know, in Europe. It's actually pretty convenient traveling to those countries from one country to another. So it's not too bad. And I've talked about it. And you have to have an international practice facility here, okay? Somewhere in the center of the country, down south, somewhere in the Alabama, Mississippi, somewhere in that area where they can travel all over. So when the European teams come over, they stay for a couple of weeks. They don't play just one team. Just like when the American teams would go to Europe, you don't play one, you play a couple of teams. You're out there for 2 weeks. And then you come back and you have a bye week. And then when you have a Thursday night game, you have your other bye week. And that's it. Those are your bye weeks. I've talked about this several times over the years. But whatever. Eventually, they catch up. We're just, we're just ahead of the curve. Even on Pat Riley at times when we tell him, don't sign Kyle Lowry, he's not the guy, but even sometimes we're ahead of people like Pat Riley here on this show. Yes, sir.
When does Jim Trotter leave the NFL Network? The NFL media?
Like this week or next week or whatever. This week is his last week or something?
No, because he sends out a tweet, and this was 31st.
Today's the 31st?
Yeah, about 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
I've thought a lot about Brian Flores' lawsuit against the NFL for alleged discriminatory hiring practices. His case is the micro. The macro is the culture within the NFL, including owner behavior that was covered up by the league-owned newsroom. Stay tuned. More to come. You think he's going to try? How much money do you want? Let's rehire you. Let's bring him back. Yeah. Let's bring him back. What does he want?
Yeah.
Jim Trotter about to get paid.
Yeah, and Jim Trotter ain't signing no confidentiality agreement. Jim Trotter's a badass, bro. He's a really good reporter, bro. Really good reporter. He knows his shit, dude. I love Jim Trotter. Big Jim Trotter fan. Big Jim Trotter supporter.
All right, I'm going to ask you, because apparently somebody wants it to be asked on Twitter, because
holy shit, my first concert was in Miami. My parents took me to the Gypsy Kings outdoor on the beach. Dude, you know how many times I saw the Gypsy Kings back in the day? They used to be like, they were one of those bands that was always here in town all the time. In fact, Larry used to probably jam with them at times in festivals here locally. The Gypsy Kings?
Just said, hell yeah.
You remember the Gypsy Kings locally? See, I told you. I knew Larry would know. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Cam just popped in, so.
Okay.
A lot of people are making the Tyreek Hill tweet. Did you see what he tweeted earlier?
No. What did he tweet?
This wasn't 30 minutes ago. I thought it was wild. Oh, it was retweeted up in there. The best availability is availability. Don't let them fool you.
Amen.
And some people are aiming that at, of course, you know. The
Tua?
That's what people are trying to aim this for now. It's just funny that.
Well, the Tua haters will use anything they can as ammunition. All right, let's get Cameron Wolf on. Let's unleash the Wolf Pack. Let's see if he saw the the Mike Silver interview with Mike McDaniel. Let's get into it with Cameron Wolf. We unleash the Wolf Pack right now.